Dr. Michael McLean uses one word to sum up this week's Valley Fever Symposium.
This is an unprecedented meeting.
He's the health director in Kings County, where the fungal disease is rampant. He says it's a big deal that the leaders of the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health are gathering in Bakersfield to focus their attention on this regional orphan disease.
And because it doesn't affect a whole lot of people, it's very hard to get resources to learn more about the disease, to come up with better treatment. And this unprecedented symposium with CDC and National Institute of Health are a very good beginning towards addressing all the unknowns that we have.
The two-day meeting is intended to create greater awareness of valley fever, which is chronically misdiagnosed. It's also an opportunity to discuss best practices for treating the disease and work towards developing a vaccine to prevent it. That's according to Bakersfield Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who's hosting the event.
The ultimate goal is a vaccine. But what you have to do is first, you have to put a framework and a plan together to get there. So you have to have everybody that wants to be involved in on it, and that's what the symposium does.
Tonight at the Kern County Health Department, the symposium will feature a public forum with McCarthy, as well as CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden and NIH Director Dr. Frances Collins. Tomorrow at CSU Bakersfield, top Valley Fever researchers, public health officials, and lawmakers will discuss the fungal disease. The event is free and open to the public. Dr. John Galgiani is the director of the Valley Fever Center for Excellence at the University of Arizona. He says the meeting is an important step in the long process of raising awareness of valley fever, generating more funding for disease research, and eventually developing a vaccine.
It's not just a one symposium kind of problem. It's going to need, after awareness, then commitments to make these solutions possible.
Community and patient groups are excited about the event. Jessica Einstein is the director of the Valley Fever Americas Foundation in Bakersfield. She says the meeting will be a success if it leads to further opportunities for research.
We want to use the connections that are made at this event to really power full steam ahead and make sure we get something written up. We want to fund the new research.
Whether or not progress is made, though, could depend in part on how well community members rally around the disease. Baron Lerner is a professor of medicine at New York University and an author of several books about patient lobbies and movements.
I think we would love to live in a world where the diseases that cause the most harm would get the most funding and the diseases that weren't so important would get less funding. But the fact of the matter is the groups that scream loudest and have the best stories often get the most resources.
The region's Valley Fever community might be in the infancy stages of starting this type of awareness effort. Einstein says she will attend a survivor's reception tonight at the symposium in the hopes of connecting with people who want to start a support group.
We do have people who are suffering and have suffered from this disease, so if we can help them by facilitating the beginning of a support group, then that would be our first goal.
Still, efforts to shine a light on the disease could be hampered by a long-standing problem. One reason that Valley Fever has struggled to gain attention and funding is that it impacts an overlooked region of California, Lerner says.
And that's an unfortunate reality of all of these diseases, that to the degree that the disease is more likely to affect a more affluent population, it's going to be easier to raise the profile.
But the symposium could be a milestone in the efforts to curb this orphan disease that disproportionately affects the Central Valley. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.